Font del Leo, the Lion Fountain. We have arrived at the arbor with the Lion Fountain representing St. Mark. Today, and after the restoration, this figure is easily identifiable, but the old lion could be confused with a dog, a lamb, or a small pig. In defense of their authors, we must remember that at that time it was not easy to have access to images or pictures, and the construction workers that made the work had never seen a lion. The original figure was the result of their imagination, stirred up by the descriptions they had heard. Today's statue, like all the statues in the gardens, we must attribute to the restoration of Ramon Millet, a sculptor of the Catedrale Gaudi. The benches on each side of the fountain are protected by a cement arbor that imitates tree trunks. Representing these trunks, we find a structure of iron inside, covered with a cement layer, a mesh, and another layer of cement. This one worked with a fork and a huge amount of patience. A paint layer of iron oxide gives it a color similar to wood. If we turn around, the first place we can see, the carton factory, and behind it, the textile factory that belonged to the Artigas family. Next to this building was the family house, of which we have no remains, due to the burning of industries that took place towards the end of the Spanish Civil War. Today, these gardens still belong to their descendants, but a concession to the town hall allows us to open them up to the public. We will continue our tour to our right, along the paved avenue, and we'll walk up the Pont d'Aqua, which is to our left. The different terraces, with benches, offer us a close view of the eagle, which, majestic with its open wings, guards this park.